Old Kuba's Wicked Tricks. The first real fear he had ever known was this terrible fear that some elephant would be able to defeat him. He made up his mind that he would never be driven away. He told himself that he would die first. He began to watch out for rivals. Whenever he met any elephant that he thought might prove of danger to him, he began to plot against that elephant. And always the elephant came to an unlucky end. There was a big, broad-backed fellow who had talked back to him and showed in several ways that he felt himself to be a coming champion. Kuba let the big fellow walk ahead one day, and he fell into an elephant pit. Kuba led the others carefully around the pit, chuckling quietly to himself. He was a wicked old fellow, as I said, for he did not stop to put down his trunk and try to give the other a lift out. He had known all about that pit for years. Every year, the natives covered it with fresh branches, hoping he would forget and fall into it, but he never forgot. There was another elephant who began to think himself more than a match for Kuba. He had sharp, wide-apart tusks and a very hasty, irritable temper. Kuba told him about a fruit tree one day in the forest, and the elephant hurried over to it and walked between two little trees in front of it. Between the trees, a poisoned spear fastened to the end of a log arm fell down and put an end to him. Kuba had known all about that trap.